Donald Trump's Hollywood star vandalized, repeat offender James Otis surrenders to police. By Hannah Blow on October 31, 2020. James Otis, a repeat offender whom authorities arrested earlier this month in connection to the vandalization of President Donald Trump's star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, has been arrested yet again after taking a pickaxe to Trump's star, just days before the election. Otis reportedly took a pickaxe to Trump's star on Friday, undeterred by the extra layers of protection, including plywood and a physical structure surrounding the symbol. He reportedly surrendered to police that same day. Watch. Otis, who once described himself as a Bernie Democrat, has been targeting Trump's Hollywood Walk of Fame star for years. Weeks before the 2016 presidential election, the vandal took a pickaxe to the star. "I was just so fed up, so saddened and fed up by Mr. Trump and how he continues to denigrate women. And he continues to joke and make fun about sexual violence and his own exploits against women," he said at the time. The anti-Trump vandal turned himself into police earlier this month after authorities connected him to another act of vandalism involving a suspect, dressed as the Incredible Hulk, taking a pickaxe to the star and destroying it beyond recognition. Authorities identified Otis as the prime suspect, and he subsequently turned himself in. Otis was arrested and charged with felony vandalism last time around too. The first time he was arrested, back in February 2017, he pled no contest and was sentenced to 3 years probation, community service in order to cough up $4,400, TMZ reported. Otis is not the only individual to protest the president by targeting his Walk of Fame star. Others, through the years, have targeted the star with Nazi symbols, prison bars, and messages associated with Black Lives Matter.